Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I tell people what I do for a living, which, for the record, I try not to do, mostly I tell people that I'm a merchant banker and leave it at that. When you say merchant banker, I found there are no follow-up questions. But for the times when I actually tell people that I write and produce TV comedies, what I hear back is either, you should do a sitcom about everybody in the payroll department. Crazy, crazy funny. Or something a little more aggressive and challenging, like, so what do you do now? Sit around and live off your Cheers residuals? For the record, you can't really live off of residuals, unless you live in Burkina Faso. Residuals are the payments a writer gets when an episode he's written is rerun in syndication. And though the first few times an episode is rerun results in a few nicely sized checks, the size gets smaller faster than you'd expect. Also, residuals are totally unpredictable. They come, they go, you get nothing for 6 months, and then suddenly they show the episode where Woody does a TV commercial somewhere, and you get a check for $30, and you tell your friends that lunch is on you. At Quiznos, in Burkina Faso, years ago, whenever I saw an episode of Cheers on a TV anywhere, an airport lounge, a bar, through someone's front window, anywhere, I'd stop for a moment, check it out for a few seconds, and if it was one that had my name on it, I would silently try to calculate the size of the residual check coming my way. It was never more than $8 or $90, really, but money out of the blue, even small money, unpredictable money, gives me the kind of warm, happy, purposeful feeling that others get out of yoga and charity work. Now, though, we're into the really small figures, latte and pumpkin scone numbers, really, and something else is creeping in. I don't feel the warm jingle of future change in my pocket. Instead, I flash back almost instantly to the production week of that specific episode. I mean, I start remembering the late rewrite, the bad run-through, the headache, the last-minute fix on the C scene, the day player we had to replace halfway through. I remember sitting in the office with 9 or so writers arranged on the sofa, staring into the middle distance, trying to figure out how Woody or Carla or Sam or Cliff or Norm is going to get out of the fix he or she or they are in, and how they're going to do it quickly with a huge laugh at the end and do it differently from the way they did it on the Dick Van Dyke Show. And before you know it, walking through the airport or passing a neighbor's house or catching a few frames of a show on the TV in a bar, I've got a flashback headache, reliving the trouble that particular episode caused. Now, it's odd, really, because when the residual check started coming in at around $11, that's when I started to notice the dark side of reruns, which means that when they were coming in at $12, I didn't. So that means that, for me, anyway, happiness can be bought for $12. Do me a favor, don't spread that around. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get wise. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.